Welcome to Show and Tell with the Two Mortgage Guys. We come to you live every week on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Today we have with us Sherry Rail from Kokomo Urban Outreach. Stick around and see what exciting news they're doing.
Sherry was born and raised in Kokomo, Indiana. She's been married to Bill for 35 years. She is a mom to a wonderful daughter and has two grandchildren. She came from the insurance banking and mortgage arena. She went into nonprofit work back in 2013. She was Project Access for 5 years, helped to start Turning Point SOC as the first employee, and was at Turning Point SOC for 4 years. She began with Kokomo Urban Outreach in November 1st, 2022, and we are excited to have her on the show today.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome to Show and Tell. You know, we love doing these community spotlights because there's some really great organizations out there, you know, for all of us watching that live, you know, anywhere near Howard County. There's some really, really cool organizations that a lot of people just don't know about. They don't know how they can help. They don't know what you do. And we want to give you the opportunity to share with us today all about Kokomo Urban Outreach. So tell us what's the program? What do you guys do?
Mm-hmm. Excited to be here because it's all about the kids. Kokomo Urban Outreach is really working with all types of kids, but I would say the bulk that we work with is at risk of not graduating, at risk of not thriving. And that concerned me. And when I was working with Turning Point, a lot of times we would get the adults in recovery. But we didn't have the opportunity to touch the children and get them to work with a therapist or get a case manager or understand how we could help them in school or thrive in a better way. And so after all the ribbon cuttings with Turning Point and that beautiful building, it was time for me to move and get into the kids. And really see what we could do to try and help that population. And I really fell in love with what Jeff Newton created. We read a book together called Toxic Charity. And that book forever changed my life. And I know that it changed Jeff's life because he flipped from food pantry to, okay, now we're going to help the kids and we're going to teach them work ethic. We're going to teach them life skills and couple that with tutoring on education so that we actually have a self-reliant adult. And that's the mission of our organization in a nutshell is, in today's world, in the restaurants and some of the retail sector, we are struggling with work ethic, right? Showing up, being present, being ready to go to work, and being able to do that job. So I feel like it's even more prominent today, even though Jeff started it probably about 5 years ago, did the flip. Mm-hmm. And this is a powerful mission for our community.
Yeah, it is. It's really awesome. Like you said, Jeff, with the food pantry, because we all knew where that was at when he drove by it all the time. And then it was gone and then started that UP program. And fortunately, we know some people that are on the board and it's a great organization, like you said, with just trying to help show work ethics and responsibilities. So real quick,
the funny thing is what you guys would love to hear is last night was our last official life class because we've been teaching for 8 weeks since January 1. Guess what I taught last week? I was just so excited. We taught on budgeting.
Oh.
And you're thinking, how do you make budgeting fun, right? And so you think about the game of life. And so we went through and in talking about you mortgage guys, I'm thinking, is home ownership what you want or is renting what you want? And they got to have that option. And it was really neat to see here's 10-year-olds to 17, and they're talking about whether renting or owning was correct or not correct and how they might throw their money away if they're renting at $1,000 a month. But they could really purposefully own something. And we went through utilities and They had the choice to live in the county or the city. Well, city, you have trash, but they chose to live in the county. I go, oh, well, welcome to trash removal at $600 for the year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Part of life that I'm so glad you're doing that. I know Ryan is too, because we're trying to do that same thing. That's a missing point, not just with that, but I'm glad you guys are doing that, but just in the school system to try to help educate people on budgeting. So thanks for doing that.
Yeah. The life classes that we taught were cooking. We went to Aldi's with $20. You had to feed four people. You had to bring it back, refrigerate it. The following week, we cooked it up. We had taste testers. Uh-huh. And it was supposed to be the least expensive meal with the best taste. Guess what won? A $7 meal for four. And it was pigs in a blanket. With
yeah.
And some mandarin oranges and a salad.
Hey, so Steve and I are great taste testers. If you ever need volunteers for that,
we'll I'm signing you up.
Right.
So speaking of volunteers, you know, what can people do in the community that want to get involved and want to help out? What do you offer for, you know, volunteerism?
Well, we have all sorts of ways. Obviously, monthly donor, because we pay the kids in points. And those points equate to 25 points a week. This is very important for those that are at risk. They don't have enough money coming into the household. So in order for them to get their new kicks, you know, to stay up with whoever, to get what they need to have fun and do their social life, that 25 becomes a big deal. Five of that is done in group mentoring on Wednesdays. And then we turn around and do the workout in people's yards this time of year. So if you have a yard that you want cleaned up so you can mow, get those sticks, leaves, first floor gutters cleaned out, we're happy to come out and do that. Just a donation. And we deluge your yard with about 12 to 17 kids, and we get her done in about an hour. So call us for those kinds of spring cleanup. The other thing is food. We feed them after school. They come in hungry. So number 10 cans of green beans and corn, sausage gravy, spaghetti sauce and spaghetti, mac and cheese, all beef hot dogs, or hygiene products, because our kids take a lot of hygiene products out of the store. Everything at Kokomo Urban Outreach costs something, because we believe in our way of living. You shouldn't rely on the government, and it shouldn't be given for free. So we're trying to lift them up out of poverty, right? And get that better thinking. And so by that, I mean, the hygiene are two for a dollar. So we need liquid body soap, shampoos, lotions, conditioners, toothpaste, brushes. And believe it or not, they just take all that stuff. And they'll spend $5 on hygiene products and buy one candy bar for them. And that's pretty awesome. Paper is another one we need.
So where do you donate this stuff to? I mean, where do I take it?
You can come right by our place at 1701 South Lock Street, right across from Garden Square or Gateway Gardens, as we all know it. And we're always there from noon to six.
Okay. Noon to six. And that's just south of Hopper Street, right?
Yes. Big white church.
That's awesome. I don't think I've been by there. I'm not sure which. I can't picture the building, but.
Well, I'll have to have you come in. We've got a full gym in there, and we took the sanctuary out, made a gym. A lot of b-ball going on. Maybe five games at one time on one hoop. So it gets pretty crazy up in there. We've got a music studio. We've got a game room. And we have a lot more to offer. And, you know, monthly donors are always a great way. You can go to our website at KokomoUrbanOutreach.org and learn more. There is a volunteer application out there. You can always look at our Facebook, see what's happening. Those are great things. And we do have a great event coming up.
This Empty Bowl fundraiser, what is it?
Well, actually, what you're going to do is you're going to come and eat some soup with us and have a good time either at lunch between 11 and 1, or you're going to come to dinner 4 to 6:30. It's at Cross America, and a great venue to have it at, and lots of parking. You can park behind or in front. And we are just going to serve all kinds of soups, bread, cookies, and you're going to come and leave with a bowl that was painted by one of our kiddos. And we want to thank Taylor School for firing those bowls and making them look so beautiful.
Yeah. That's awesome. So one thing like that. So when they do that, so the bowl, is it the bowl we're going to eat out of, take with us, or do we bid on them, or?
There is going to be bowls that you're going to pick up from the 600 bowls that are going to be out displayed. You will not eat out of that bowl. You just get to take it with you. We're going to supply you a bowl to eat out of. But we do have celebrity bowls of folks in our community that have especially painted the bowl. And in fact, I just want to give a shout out to Marla Miller and Dennis JR from WWKI, right, because they're re-donating Presley's bowl and it's up for auction again. And so I know the veterans would really like to know that and come out and kind of vote and, you know, bid on her bowl. So we have Lori Dukes painted a bowl. We have many people that are painting and having a great time. Bobcats, the Kokomo Wildcats team is doing a bowl. I'm like so excited about that.
That's that community involvement, right? So, and we talk about that all the time. Kokomo seems like just one of those communities that we just step up for when people say, hey, can you help? And it's like you said, that's a neat concept to do with the bowls and to paint them. And now all of a sudden, like maybe a team's going to pick it up. So
when you think about the empty bowl, a lot of times people think about poverty and food. I think about we are here to fill up these kids with good stuff so that they can go on and thrive as an adult and become our next generation of leaders. And if we pour into our youth now good stuff, then we can expect good stuff because that reciprocation piece never goes away. And so give good stuff, you get good stuff. And that's the way that I believe at this point. And anybody who wants to step up and be a volunteer or help us out, you know, one of the things that we really pride ourselves in is the creed. And if you've read our creed, it's really important because it's I am statements. And I don't know about you, Ryan. And I just know that sometimes we have to talk to ourselves, don't we? We have to say, I am respectful. I am responsible. I am reliable. And I am ready to take on this day. And in today's world with mental health and all the things that people face, family circumstances that you're in, kids can't control those things. But what we can do is we can mentor them and we can be the I ams and help them understand that they can stand in a mirror and talk to themselves and be that person that they want to be.
That's pretty powerful.
It is. It's awesome. Hey, I'm going to throw in a quick little personal story. I've got several with Urban Outreach over the years that we've done stuff. But one of them was Joni and I just recently purchased a home and flipped it. And that many people that know my wife know that she's not one to get down and get dirty in the basement, right? So I had a kid stop me in the alley of the house when I was doing stuff one night, and he was really nice and introduced himself and wanted to know if he needed some help around the house doing stuff. And I talked to him and basically did like a little interview. And one of the things I asked him was, you know, where's he at in school? And he was a freshman. And I said, what do you do after school? And he said, Urban Outreach with the UP program. And so Joni and I ended up using him to help do stuff around the house, and it worked out really good. And he was very reliable, and he always called or text and that kind of stuff. So
it's good. That's really good to hear. You know, I am so proud of a lot of our youth. There's one that came to me right after I started there, and he came in to see Jeff, and he wanted to tell Jeff, hey, I just got my heating and cooling certificate from Ivy Tech. And I'm kind of in between jobs. I'm looking for heating and cooling. And I thought, wow, this is dynamic. And so Jeff told me that this kid had saved enough points to buy his first car in high school. Wow. And so with those points, he turned it around into cash and he went out and bought his first car. He told Jeff, he goes, guess what? I still got my car. I had to put a new engine in it, but I still got it. And that's what he was driving that day. So he went out and we seen it. And then he was like, Jeff said, well, I know somebody at King's, maybe, you know, something can happen there. And so Jeff called King's and sure enough, they were looking for somebody. And so he went up there, put an app in. He came back 2 weeks later and said, I'm on. I got it. I got the job. Good. And we were so proud of him. And he said, hey, Miss Sherry, I know that you have a financial background. He goes, do you have a financial planner? And I said, yes, I do. And he said, well, you know, I start at this wage. And if I put my 90 days in, I'll get a raise. Do you think that I could come back and you'd introduce me to somebody that I can put some money away? Because he's a saver. You can tell.
Yeah,
that car had to, he had to save a lot of money. And it's really interesting. But he went to his financial planner at 5 o'clock last Thursday and started his first $100 into an investment. And I was like, yes.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
That's a win, isn't it? Yeah, we get those and it's just one at a time and you just keep doing that over and over and over.
Yeah, I just think about, you know, I try to walk up to the kids that are alone, watching their phone, not talking to anybody. And, you know, I've had, you know, I hate to say this, but I also am not amiss to say it because since January, we've had about 5 youth struggling with life and hanging in the balance, and the opportunity to sit down with them and say, there's a purpose, you know, you're worth it. We care about you. If you were gone, we would miss you and you wouldn't have this to do. And to have those conversations are really serious, but at the same time, I'm very blessed to be in that position to be able to mentor. And I can't say enough about Kareen. Kareen really helps these kids 100%. He's got schools calling to come in and solve problems.
Well, he walked the walk with them, didn't he? Like he's been in the areas you don't want him to be at. And I think that's one of the coolest things is that he's there working with them because he can be like, I've been there.
Yeah. It's really amazing. You know, boys come up with the relationships and he was sitting down with a group of girls the other day and he got in a conversation about dating and all these kinds of things. And he said, man, I felt so uncomfortable, but those girls felt good enough to talk to him about their relationships. And then he was sharing real advice about, you know, men are only thinking about this and they're only.
Right.
Yeah. And it got real touchy for him, but he did a great job. He is a phenomenal individual.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a blessing back for us to have him back in here doing this, helping the youth, working with the youth, right? Just
and for, yeah. I mean, his life is changed, and I am so amazed at what he pours into these kids. These kids, not only is he mentoring on a daily basis between 4 and 7, but he's got a group of kids that have already graduated that he meets at BW3s and they just chit chat, have dinner, and he's still mentoring them at 23.
Yeah, that's cool. You know? Yeah, that's good. Good stuff. It's just endless. Sherry, you just like one of our favorites that we've been around for a long time. And Ryan and I have special hearts, you know, for just like all that community stuff that we just like to try to pour back in. So we appreciate you taking time and we'll get back with Carrie, get you back on the schedule again to get up some upcoming stuff on here to keep everybody updated with what's going on with Kokomo Urban Outreach.
Hey, I really appreciate you guys. And I'm telling you, you're doing a lot of good for the community and you've got some really big hearts and people like us, we just love you.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you.
We appreciate it. We appreciate having you on the show. You let us know next year before you do your empty bowl again, and we'll paint some bowls.
Yes.
Yeah, we can do like a 2 mortgage guys bowl maybe.
Yeah.
Right, there you go.
probably sell that for at least $10. I don't know what these go for, but. Well, thanks again for being on.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, bye.
Next week, Steve and I are going to be talking about spring cleaning, and we're not talking about scrubbing your floors and windows. We're talking about your credit, saving money, everything that's important to a first-time home buyer that's getting ready for the spring market. We'll see you next Tuesday at noon.